Hello?
Hi, Tommy. This
Larry, I recognize your voice. Larry, you got a... No offense, buddy, but you need a hobby.
I have hobbies.
No, they're not taking up enough of your time because you have the time during the day to call actual Hubbards over concerns.
I only said that because no one was responding, you know. No one.
I responded last night to you.
No, I mean over the... Nobody. Well, you know what? Last night I felt even worse. I was listening to Coast to Coast, and you know they play that commercial. I felt really low. I said, "This I can't even listen to Coast to Coast."
You know, there was a woman who called. I mean, there was a woman who talked to me today and said that you were putting me on last night, and that the woman who called afterwards, saying that you must have been a smoker and that's why women don't date you, that she was in cahoots with you, was your girlfriend, and this whole thing was staged. I was willing to believe that until the onslaught of phone calls at home today from the top brass.
Here's what I told
my boss when I called him back. This is what I told him.
He's a very nice guy.
He's too nice because he's actually entertaining your complaint instead of... And with all due respect, instead of telling you to go flower your nuts, seriously, but here's...
But let me tell you, first of all, I don't know that woman at all, and although I do smoke cigars, that would be the least of her worries because I'm missing half my teeth, and I had 3 facial operations where the bottom half of my face is numb, and I drool incessantly. So she wouldn't have to worry about that. If she wanted to kiss me, she could find much quicker reasons not to. Besides that, most women look for an excuse to avoid being a giving person or being friendly anyway. So they avoid intimacy and so on. And
Larry, I'll tell you something. I wish things were different for you.
So do I. But I'm sorry that I made this big stink, and I won't bother you anymore about it. I'll just put, you know, when this commercial comes on, I'll just turn it down.
No, we're going to change the commercial. We really are.
Well, you're going to have to change it anyway next week, right?
Well, Moeller's coming in tomorrow night.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, so we're going to change it. What's going on in the background there? I hear children.
Oh, there's the neighbors. The kids are still up running around.
Oh, are they nice to you?
I'll tell you, in Minnesota, it's... People are very, very distant. You know, it was 10 years before anyone even invited me into their house. I lived here 10 years, and just this is the first year where somebody actually said, oh, come on in and take a look at this. I mean, I kept thinking, what's wrong? Nobody ever invites you into their house here.
Where are you from, Larry?
I'm originally from New York.
Uh-huh. Well, you want to go have lunch with me?
In the daylight?
Yeah. I generally eat lunch around the lunch time, which is...
That's all right, Tommy. I appreciate it, but no, I'd rather...
You'd rather not, huh?
I like you a lot. I like your show, and I like you a lot, and I like to listen to Fred sing those wonderful songs.
But it sounds like your life is absolutely miserable.
Well, I've had, you know, 7 operations in 4 years. I'm getting tired. I feel like an old coat that somebody sewed up. No. You know?
How old are you?
56.
Have you ever thought of getting one of those Russian brides?
Oh, that would cost a lot of money. Yeah, all the time. They're so beautiful. Those Russian girls are so wonderfully lovely girls. Lovely women.
Yeah, you see the ads for them, and I guess all you got to do...
And they all have engineering degrees. You ever notice that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you something. They are attracted, for some reason, to the name Larry.
I think they're attracted to the dollar. I don't think they'd be attracted. I don't think they might care what your name is.
When was the last time you felt ecstasy?
I'll tell you the truth. The last time I felt ecstasy was 1985.
1985.
And I had to pay for it, too.
Oh, okay. You've been broke since then?
Well, I haven't been broke, but it's just, you know, it's just not what I want, you know.
Right, I understand.
It's just not the same.
But you got the memories.
Sometimes I walk around and wonder why, you know. I like her. I wonder why.
What brought you out east? I mean, out west.
Well, I've lived on the West Coast for 15 years in Los Angeles, and I just got tired of cities. I got tired of big cities. I got tired of the cement, and I got tired of concrete, and I got tired of the sleaze, and I wanted to go back to a place where it was the air is clean and the water is clean. And
so what's home now? What part of the state?
Como Park. I live in Como Park.
Oh, okay.
It's wonderful here.
Yeah, it's nice over there.
There's a park here. There's a beautiful park, and there's a conservatory, zoo, golf course. I mean, the whole area.
Yeah.
It's like only, you know, you think you'd be millionaires would be living here, but it's just a very nice neighborhood. I love it here.
Well,
I want this to be home.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here. You live about a mile north of me, and I know the neighborhood well. And I'm glad you're in our fair city, and I hope things improve for you. Wish there was something I could do.
No, I'm sorry that I made a big stink. I should have been. I should have used a little more levity and maybe a little more understanding and just you know, glanced it off. I'm sorry if I made any trouble.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. It allowed me to do something on the air tonight, and I didn't have much. So thanks for that, and I'll hopefully talk to you again.
All right, bye, Tom.
All right, bye-bye.